You know, friends, our Lord uses things that we can see, and he uses them to lead us to him. Him who we can't see. Our Lord takes what is so natural, and he uses that to lead us to him who is supernatural. And I'd like to draw from the wisdom of those children and those parents for a moment, because they are the instruments that can lead us to the Lord today. A parent of a preschooler, if given the choice between a playground with a fence around it and a playground that's wide open, most often will let their child play in a playground that's fenced in. The fence provides boundaries and a sense of security. And those boundaries and those securities let kids be kids. They're free to be who they are. And they allow parents to be parents, to be those first teachers that God asks them to be. Our God wants to do the same thing with us. He set up the same parameters, but he's done it for reasons beyond our understanding. He's done it out of his great love for us. In fact, not only does the Lord love us, but he wants to share that love with us. He wants to give us his life. And he holds it out to us. He held it out to Moses and to the people of old by writing laws. And those laws were written on two stone tablets. They were the laws of the Mosaic Covenant, given for an important reason. And I'll explain that reason in a moment. But in this part of the teaching on the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus is writing another law. But the place where he's writing it is in the human heart. That's where that law of love is placed. And that law is really the ground of our freedom. We sometimes think laws are something else. But men and women of old understood that the Ten Commandments and also this law of love written in our hearts was placed there so that we can be free. And the Lord knows more than we know about what that freedom looks like and how to get there. And so the law written in our heart is a law really meant to guide us to the right choice, to lead us to the choice to love him back and to express that love in love for one another. That law is meant to lead us to choose. And friends, love is a choice. God's love is a choice. It can't be forced on us. If it were forced on us, it would not be love. It can't be coerced, because coercion is not love. It can't be manipulated. We can't be put back in a corner with no choice. That would not be love. Love always is a choice. It's the choice to will the good of another. It's the choice to sacrifice for the sake of another. And God invites us to choose to live in his love. And that law written in our heart, well, that's going deeper to show us how to live in that love. You have heard the commandment, thou shalt not kill. What I say to you is, you're liable to judgment based on what you do when you get angry. You have heard the commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. What you choose to do in relationships is important. It can be life-giving or life-taking. You've heard the commandment, thou shalt not kill. What I say to you is do not grow angry with another. Or when you grow angry, resolve that conflict. Resolve it as quickly as you can for the sake of the relationship. That's the reason. The relationship with the Lord Himself, the relationship with others, and the relationship with ourselves. Settle while on your way to court. Settle as quickly as you can. Settle with the mercy with which the Lord settles our disputes, our mistakes with Him. You've heard the commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery. For the sake of your relationship with the Lord, make sure that all of your relationships are pure, that they're healthy, that they're set under the law of God's love. To do otherwise, you run the risk of treating the other as an object. And treating other as the other as the object, you'll begin to treat all people as an object, and the ability to love gets compromised, and compromised significantly. The ability to trust gets watered down too. For the sake of our relationship with the Lord and the sake of our relationship with others, make sure those relationships are healthy. Sirach, the one who authored that first reading we heard, talks more about those choices, that choice to receive God's love. He says, whatever we choose, that's what's going to be given to us. Salvation is a gift, but it is a gift that must be received. On the south wall here, John 3:16, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. That's His choice. Whoever believes in Him shall not die but live. That's our choice. We're given the choice between life and death. We're given the choice between salvation and condemnation. A little further on, in the third chapter of John, Jesus says, I didn't come to condemn the world, but an individual can condemn themselves. Condemn themselves by not receiving and accepting that love that God gives. There's got to be a fundamental choice in our lives, and then there's got to be ongoing choices. I say choices every day of our lives, where we say, Lord, I choose you again. My life, my will is in your hands and in your care. Lead me. And I'm weak and I'm human and I do make mistakes. And as I realize the errors of my ways, I choose you again and choose to receive that mercy that you hold out constantly. Friends, our choices determine who we are. A good parent will stop a child from lying, because one or two lies, if it turns into a pattern of lying, can get even worse. One will never know the truth. Same is true with stealing. And you can go to the other behaviors in the commandments as well. The Lord honors choices and gives us what we want, because love is always a free choice. And the law again is the ground of that freedom. There are messages out there that say something different. There are voices that out there that says the law constrains me. The law restricts me. The law is an impediment to my freedom and my happiness. There are behaviors that people do that they say laws are for everybody else but me. And it's a voice not to take seriously or take to heart. Because voices like that are wrong. They skew the vision of happiness that God had in mind when He created us. They actually reject the wisdom of God. They say no to that gift. Lord, I choose to love. Help me to receive that love. Help me to live that love. Help me to live it as a child. Help me to live it as a teen. Help me to live it as an adult. Help me to live it in such a way that what you wrote on the tablets for Moses and what you wrote in my heart can be so ingrained in my heart, it flows automatically and flows without thought.